good afternoon, anybody who's tuning into my first podcast. So today I wanted to talk to y'all about something new that I did. I attended a witch's market. I know it sounds a little crazy, but that's exactly why I'm here doing this podcast. So I was very interested in attending something like this because my entire life I kind of had not necessarily a negative outlook on witchcraft and paganism, but I grew up in a very religious household. And so I remember my grandmother used to always tell me horror stories about witches in the neighborhood and witches from her hometown back in Mexico. And my grandma used to always say to beware of brujería, which means witchcraft in Spanish. And she, like I said, she would tell me horror stories all the time. And I'll go ahead and share one with you. So she told me this story about her nephew, which is my uncle. And so apparently in Mexico, he was engaged to a woman who practiced witchcraft. And so I guess that their engagement didn't really go as planned, so he decided to break it off. And all of a sudden, a few months later, he got really sick, like really, really sick. And he went to the hospital and there was nothing they could do for him. They said, "We think you have cancer, but we can't find anything. So unfortunately, like, there's nothing really we can do. And we're going to go ahead and send you home to go to hospice," essentially. So he ended up going to back home to clean out all of his things because he was going to be put in hospice. And while they were cleaning out his room, they found like a pot under his bed, and the pot had pictures and hair and all of these different kind of herbs. And my aunt, his mother, said, "You have been cursed by a witch." And they think that it was his ex-fiance. So they ended up burning that pot, and he ended up miraculously getting better. Now, I don't know if this is just a random tale that my grandma used to tell, because she had many more. She also said that there was a witch in her same town back in Mexico. My grandma said that she used to be a very vain lady when she was young. And I guess she walked around town flaunting her beauty, and she was very cocky. And a lady came up to her, and she said that the lady was a little scary looking. And she said, "You will not have this beauty much longer." And my grandma thought that it was a little fishy. So, I mean, she was just like, "Okay, lady, you're crazy, go away." But later in life, my grandma ended up getting lupus, which is a disease that attacks the organs, and so she got it on her skin. And so she ended up having discoloration all over her skin, and she couldn't grow hair in certain areas of her head, and her eyelashes came off, her eyebrows, and she was convinced that she was cursed by a witch. So all of my life I went thinking that this is something to be scared of. And when people would ask me, "What is your biggest fear?" I would say witchcraft, brujería. I know it's real, and I could tell you stories, and I would tell them these stories. And people thought I was crazy because nobody really believes in this kind of stuff, but I always did. So as I came to college, I developed more of an open mind to certain things. And so I thought, you know what, it feels wrong for me to have this negative outlook on a group of people that I really don't know nothing about, that I really don't know anything about. I only know things that my grandmother has said, and they could be fake stories that she just tells to scare me into behaving. I don't know. So I decided to kind of maybe look into checking some local witch markets in Austin. And so obviously the media portrays witches as being scary green ladies with long noses and who fly around and on their broomsticks. And I don't know, I feel like lately I've been seeing a lot of more glamorization of witchcraft. And I think it comes along with like shows like Charmed or Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I've seen a lot of younger girls getting into trends like herbalism, and I mean that's awesome, but it's more of like a trendy type thing than something that I feel like they're doing it because they actually believe it. So I really wanted to get down to the reality of what these people practice and what they believe. So I looked into attending some of the local markets in Austin, and I found this group, and they're called the Austin Witches Circle. And so this group of people, basically a collective of witches and pagans, Wiccans from all over the city of Austin, even in San Marcos, who come down to Austin to basically share their crafts with each other and share their practices. They have a whole Facebook page where they ask questions about certain kinds of like rituals that they perform, and from reading some of these posts, I see that everybody's very genuine in kind of learning about it. I haven't seen any negative comments on this page. They seem very encouraging of each other. And so, like I said, they encourage these markets, not these markets, which is from all over the city, and some even from other parts of Texas, get together to sell their homemade wares. And they have stuff like jewelry and herbs that they use for rituals and sacrifices and stuff. And it's actually very interesting. So I ended up driving to San Marcos to check out one of these markets. So there's one every single Sunday of the week, and then they have different ones for like full moons, blood moons. They're very centered around practices of the moon. This one was just, the one I attended was just a regular one in San Marcos. I thought, why not? Let me go check this out. So I drove about 35 minutes maybe to the Buzzmill coffee shop in San Marcos. And when I got there, I saw a bunch of booths of mostly women sitting around. There were a lot of men, but most of these booths were run by women. And I was a little intimidated. You know, part of me still had those superstitions of that my grandma forced into my head. But I thought, you know what, let's give it a shot. So upon walking around for maybe like 10 minutes, I was asking questions about, something that really interested me was the jewelry made out of like different types of crystals and rocks. And I was actually talking to one of the ladies who was selling and vending, and she actually handcrafted this jewelry herself. And she was telling me about the different types of stones that there were, and I ended up getting a turquoise necklace, and she said that it stood for good luck, which I felt, actually, okay, I'll go ahead and tell you the story. So I walked up to this booth, and I saw a bunch of different colors of necklaces and earrings, and I thought they were so pretty, but there was this one turquoise necklace that I was really set on. But I was just asking her, like, what do these mean? She told me that there was some for anxiety, for depression, to cleanse the heart. There were to cleanse your mind, an exilar to basically enhance the power of another stone. So all these different things. And I told her, I think I need one for anxiety, but the turquoise one really caught my attention. And she told me, if something catches your attention, you're drawn to it. And if you're drawn to it, it's basically calling you. You need it more than you need than you actually need the stone that you think you need, if that makes sense. So she was basically telling me that the stone I was drawn to was the one I needed. So I thought, you know what? Fine, I'll get it. I ended up getting the turquoise one, which was for good luck. And I actually thought that it was really crazy because I have an internship interview coming up soon, and what a better idea than to have a stone for good luck. So I ended up purchasing it, kept walking around. There was another booth. This lady was selling herbs, and she had a Yule pouch. And she was explaining to me that this Yule pouch is basically just a pouch full of herbs. And you write down, she was explaining to me about how all the negative energy builds up at the end of the year and how winter brings your darkest months. So she explained to me that these Yule pouches basically cleanse all of the negativity from the year. And so what you do is you write all of the negative things about the year that you don't want to carry with you to the next year. So you write down all of that stuff, you put it in the pouch, and then you burn it all. And you're basically burning away all of the negativity from the past year. So I thought, hey, that's a really good idea. I really like that. She actually ended up giving it to me for free. All of these people at this market were really, really, really friendly. And there was honestly nothing to be scared about. I think that the whole idea of Wiccans and pagans and witches, they just have a really bad portrayal because of, you know, old wives' tales and media portrayals. But these ladies were very nice and very educational, and they were really open about speaking about what they believed and why what they were celebrating was good for people. And they weren't ashamed of it at all, and they were ready to inform and educate the general public about what they practiced. And I really, really admired that. I mean, I think that Austin is a very witch-friendly type city, you know? They were telling me that, like, a lot of venues in Austin actually give them the opportunity to go and hold these markets. And they were saying that it couldn't have possibly happened in any other city. The founder of the Witches Circle actually moved to Austin because she couldn't find any collectives that she felt were accepting of her trade. So she came to Austin, and everybody, created the group, and it grew so fast. Now there's over 2,000 witches in this group. So, I found that to be very interesting, and it really did change my mind on the whole idea of this. Students from the university head over to these markets to check it out, and it's something that I feel like a lot of people should check out because it's very interesting and it's nothing to be scared about. They really do focus on spiritualism. So I encourage anybody who is curious about that kind of stuff to really check it out. But these witches do see growth in the future. They see that they see more acceptance. And the way that they're getting there is basically just educating people about why they do what they do and debunking all these stereotypes that should not be there at all. So yeah, it was a really fun experience, and I really look forward to attending more in the future. But yeah, that was what I did this weekend, and I really enjoyed it. I hope that y'all check it out, because it's something that I think everybody should put an open mind to. And put an open mind to any other group of people. I really do think that you can't really judge anybody if you don't know their story. I mean, you shouldn't judge anybody regardless, but you really should hear them out and listen to what they're saying, because they are really friendly people out there. So, all right, guys, just give them a chance. Hear out their stories and don't be judgmental. All right, well, that's all I have to say for this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Have a great afternoon. Have a great week. I send you nothing but positive vibes. Okay, bye, guys.